Hello, everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fried Cook on Venus podcast, and I'm your host. My name is Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and above all else, I am a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you for checking out the program. If you'd like to support it, you can by heading on over to the world-famous iTunes store and leaving the show a quick rating or review when you get there. If you'd like to receive the show free whenever it's uploaded, you can do that too by subscribing to the show in iTunes, the BlackBerry Podcast app, or still apparently in the Windows Phone Store. If you have friends that you think might like this show, then hey, tell them on social media or in life via Raven or Smoke Signal or Owl or Mime. I don't know what kids are doing these days. Regardless, tell a friend to tell a friend about the show. Let's grow this thing and let's climb those iTunes charts. And if you can, head on over to thatcsaguy.podomatic.com and hit that big old like button for us. I usually use this part of the show to put myself over, to talk about my own life or what I'm doing, but today, no, not the case. I'm going to big up you. I'm going to shout out my friends. Whether you've been listening to this podcast from episode one, which was technically called episode zero, or whether you just started listening a few minutes ago, if you're still here right now, I thank you sincerely. I want to shout out all my friends for being, you know what, various shades of awesome. I appreciate it very much. And I'm trying to make a conscious effort at this point in my life to be a better friend to people, just keep people around more. I mean, I think for a good chunk of my life, I haven't been actually that good at it. I mean, I remember when I was little, I had a nice group of friends, and then I changed schools and lost them completely. But then you go to a new school and you get new friends. But then when you graduate after grade 8, you go to high school and lose a good chunk of those people. And then as you go through high school, you get new friends. But then as you graduate, you lose them all again. And then the same thing happens in university. You get a nice click, and then poof, they're gone once you get a degree. And let me tell you, the degree is a whole lot less useful than a good set of friends. So now, I found myself in grad school with a whole room full of new people, and I had them for a good 8 months, and then when summer vacation came around, the majority of my friends went poof and disappeared. And I was kind of bummed out about it for a couple of days, but it seemed like all of a sudden the universe smiled down upon me. If the universe has a face that smiles, whatever, you just keep just play along with this as if I'm going somewhere. Please, please, please. For the past few days, I've been running into the most random friends ever. Like, people who I haven't seen in years, and it's really dope, and I feel this really good energy from all of them, so I'm very appreciative. Whether it's people who I haven't seen since, you know, like, the first semester of grad school, could be people I haven't seen since university. I've literally bumped into people who I've known since grade school on the bus. Shout out to Yannick. I saw people today that I haven't seen in months, aka former guest of the show, my boy Aaron. Shout out to you, bro. And it's nice to see people that genuinely care about you the same way you care about them. And on today's episode, you're going to hear a good chunk of them. I sat down with four of my boys who have helped me get through the past few months of school in one piece and as a relatively sane person still. Today on the show, you're going to hear from my boys Steven, Yinka, Gaurav, and Jonathan from an episode that kind of represents a lost tape. I recorded this one in March, but didn't want to just release an episode in March randomly and then have no material to follow it up with afterwards. So you know what? You're gonna get it now. And like a fine wine, I believe it's aged. Kinda, sorta, not really, but just go with it. Keep going with, you know, these bad references I'm making, and hopefully they get somewhere. Because this podcast was so rushed and whipped together, like, I literally just whipped out the podcast equipment and was like, yeah, guys, don't worry, I'm recording. Don't worry, it's totally gonna sound fine. I completely forgot to like do formal introductions of everybody, so I'll try to piece it together now. Steven is the guy who only recently came over to Canada from China and has already taught himself how to be a better ice skater than me, which probably wasn't hard to do, but he can do a hockey stop. So you know what? Steven's awesome when it comes to ice. Yinka is the guy you're going to hear who is obviously a better podcast host than me. I mean, for a good chunk of this podcast, I was leaning back in my chair, just letting him do all the work, and it was great. You're going to hear my man Gaurav. He comes from the same village in India that Mahatma Gandhi was born in, so he's going to represent the insightful one in this conversation. And you're going to hear last, but not least, my boy Jonathan, who is in a league of his own in life. And by league of his own, I mean League of Legends, aka he's probably playing League of Legends right now. Not even kidding, not exaggerating, but you know what? He's kicking serious tail, I'm sure of it. He's better at that game than I will ever be. So here's the four of them and me sitting in a glass room in March.
So I'm podcasting this officially now because I have one story that I need to get out.
Okay.
Did you hear? Steven can do a hockey stop. Is this true?
Yeah.
What is a hockey stop?
Describe the hockey stop.
You skate and you make it a sudden stop.
How does that happen?
How did you even learn that? Because I live here.
Yeah.
I've always lived here and I still can't do a hockey stop.
Oh, yeah. After geography exam?
Yesterday? Oh, last week.
No. Last week,
yeah.
So I go to the ring and the skate, so that I could make it. I don't know why.
How many times did you try to like?
No, I don't remember.
Did you ever fall
while
trying?
But
did you fall when you were trying to make a hockey stop?
Oh yeah,
no.
Several times.
Well, that's what I'm interested in hearing.
Means like, you don't know how to skate on ice, right?
No, I can skate. I just can't stop.
Oh.
That's my main problem.
That as well. I tried.
You?
I tried skiing and I could. I did not stop as well. I just kept falling on the floor and getting injured. That was my way. Also, Steven tried to teach me
did
how
go to
stop.
To that?
But,
did you go to the skiing trip?
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's really cool. You don't know how to make stop and you ski.
Yeah, it's yeah. I was just kept going. Then I remembered how this Liam Neeson's wife died in Canada.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, I'm not going to die.
That's the last thing you want to think of while you're
I don't want to die, so I just need to fall down.
You start thinking of celebrities who died while skiing.
Yeah, and it's so
Liam
many.
His wife,
so,
Sonny Bono.
This guy, what's his name? Where he's cracked his helmet and his skull. This popular guy.
I do remember that.
He's into all this Moto X,
was it Schumacher?
Yeah, Schumacher, yeah, that
Schumacher.
Guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he cracked his head, his wife's game. So I'm like, I don't want to break my bones, my ACL or something. So I'd just rather fall down.
Yeah, I like exercise and stuff, but
then what you did?
It's overrated. I like life better.
But yeah,
I like
to live better, right? Because we don't have these things back home, man. My parents
so
are going to be so
pissed. Just skate.
Skate.
Just stick
yeah,
to skating.
Skate is mostly.
Skating is, I don't know the word to put it, but it's so, I don't know, it's like doing ballet at an old age.
Although I've seen you dance on ice, very coordinated.
Yeah, I like to dance.
This guy here?
Ice. Yeah.
I put up a 6-second video on Facebook. Everyone's like, yo, who's that guy? I'm like, yo, chill, bro. What's the matter with you people?
Hey.
I don't even think I gave you all 6 seconds. You still stole the show.
Yeah.
You gotta go skating again with like.
Yeah,
skates.
We real skates now.
I need footage of me falling down trying to hockey stop.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I heard whatever is ending. This daylight's ending by Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Is that this Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday by 2 a.m. We're gonna jump 1 hour ahead, right?
Yeah. So now when we wake up, it won't be pitch black.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know if I like.
That doesn't matter, maybe.
I don't like it because I'm gonna lose 1 hour of sleep now.
Yeah, it's like this weekend I would like to get the extra hour.
Yeah.
In October, I don't mind if they take an extra hour.
So if this is something smart, your phone should be able to.
Everybody's phone changes at the same time.
Oh,
yes,
this is.
Oh, look at the conquering hero. Oh, that's pretty
good.
Yeah, cool. This guy comes in with a bag.
With a bag.
And he does not
treats.
Know we're recording a podcast.
With a bag of treats. Hey, sir, we're not kids here. Any kind of thing.
Hola.
What the fuck? Nice haircut.
Wow. 1.7.
Thank
cool.
you, sir. I'll put this in
oh,
the.
Oh, thanks. Thanks,
wow.
Jonathan.
There's no iced tea, so I got you kind of.
Who said you should bring iced tea? Okay, you brought an extra crush for me, right?
What?
Oh, no, this is from when you said you don't even, like, you don't want anything.
You don't
like,
want
iced
tea? Not even iced tea? No one said you should bring ice to,
okay.
But thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. I will send a hometown to you.
Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan, I will send you a check.
What?
I will send you a check.
I will reimburse you.
It's not real. It's like...
I'll reimburse...
But... Workout.
Are you trying to lose your weight? Why?
Just.
Why?
I want to build up my muscles now.
Why? To do what with?
What?
What are you going
to do? To become fit.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? What's the main?
I want to play football. So.
What kind of football?
For which country?
Like soccer football or
soccer,
like
football?
Like running to people and knocking down football?
Oh, you mean hand egg? You want to play hand egg?
Hand egg, yeah. You might as well call it that. I heard these guys talking about the other day. They like want to get rid of kicking from football. I'm
Are
like,
you
literally, you would never use your feet to play football.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
I heard there's some regulations in Canada that, you know, tries to, when you're playing competitive football, you shouldn't keep scores and shit.
The fuck is playing competitive?
Oh yeah, people like to all cheers on it. Like parents with their kids and they play soccer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are like, oh, we don't want to keep score
because
our kids are gonna feel like they lost. And
that doesn't make any sense.
It's the worst.
Isn't that the purpose of playing the sports, to know who win and who doesn't?
No.
You don't want your kids to feel like losers.
What's the purpose?
To compete.
What's the meaning of
competition?
Yeah,
that's the argument. Yeah, we want you to learn how to compete. Not
competition
count.
Is to know who the winner is.
No.
How can you have a sport where there's no winner, there's no loser?
It's but what the hell?
It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
What does he play?
Him? He plays. What's that to be?
He plays League of
Legends.
That's
Legends.
A sport.
That's
he is
that.
That is a sport. You know, China won. No, Korea won.
What it just means to play that game is an open mind.
It's an open mind.
And be a bomb. If you just to
bomb?
A bomb. A
bomb, dude.
Oh. Bomb, not.
Or if you own a
bomb,
that
okay.
Probably helps.
So tell me what happened with this party that you went to.
Which party? I'm not gonna say that on World Life.
Sure we can. My audience is quite racist.
She just said she doesn't have any Indian friends.
Oh, who the fuck is
that? What are you talking about?
A friend of mine.
Friend? She's a friend now.
No, she's a friend.
She's a friend.
You're
now.
Lining yourself with the enemy.
No, so,
well, not your enemy.
So, not my enemy.
She just
has a problem with Indian. She didn't say Indian. She just said brown people.
Brown.
Oh,
people.
Good. So I'm included now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brown people.
It's like they're always here. Why don't just they go back home? Are you not missing home?
She's a racist.
So she has. It's not racism. It's like Paula Jean 2.0.
She just has racist tendencies.
Yeah, like,
she's not. This is a comedian, Doc Brown. It's not really racist, it's just mega racial. You know?
Let me tell you how it started.
Who cares about that? Something that's the most interesting thing that happened in the whole freaking party.
Okay, there were other things that happened in the party.
Like what?
Well, no, go from the top. Go from the top.
Man.
Yeah, go from the top.
So I was hanging out with the lesbian girl.
What?
With the lesbian
what?
Girl.
Huh?
You know the lesbian girl I'm talking about?
Lesbian.
Oh, the lesbian.
Yeah, she's my friend. So we're hanging out at the party.
Okay.
Admiring Kate Upton's
ass.
No, she doesn't have an ass. She has really nice
position in life.
Right.
Yeah. So we were the only people of color in the party.
Ouch.
And everyone was like, I don't know how to put it, but like in a zoo, and everyone was looking at you like. People, why are there so many black people here? We're just two of us.
Why there's
it
so
was
many?
So weird. And they were jiving to this old country song, and we're like, what the fuck are they saying here?
What the fuck are they saying here? Bring the rap.
Like, we need to do this. So that was just the beginning of the part. So we left later and we went to our room. Then the lesbian girl has a roommate.
What is the lesbian girl's name?
We don't reveal any names here.
No names.
No names. A no-name policy.
Okay.
So she had a bunch of her friends over. So a bunch of drunk guys came in and he tried to tap her ass.
Oh my god.
And the lesbian girl says, hey, I'm going to that gay shit. Don't touch my ass. They were like, it's a guy touching your ass. You're a girl. That's not gay. That's normal. And she said, if you touch my ass again, I'm going to fucking punch you. Then it got interesting. Because the guy started grinding on her.
Oh, jeez.
She broke a bottle.
Oh,
this happened by me, I'm telling you. She broke a bottle. And she said, look, I don't want to get deported, but if you try making it, she said a few N-words and said, I'm going to fuck you off.
Motherfucker.
So they had to take him away and stuff. And she started crying because she said she doesn't like guys touching her or, and she felt violated.
She was crying because she wasn't able to break the bottle on his head.
She said
she was not
in that case.
She was crying because she was not able to break the bottle on his head. She felt powerless because she knew, you know, the consequence.
I know she has a vagina still.
Well, she's okay, she's really nice. Who knows, maybe one day I'll bring her.
So what were you doing in all this? Did you defend her?
Child, I was with my drink. I was having my drink.
I'm watching it.
I'm not gonna, I don't like reported speech. I want to be there when it happens.
What do you drink usually?
Live the life.
What do I drink? I'm a connoisseur of drinks. I like to drink. I like to live a good life.
As he holds his orange soda.
Yeah. Oh yeah. As a woman. Yeah. I don't drink Canada Dry. That's for.
I'm sorry.
Canadians. So this one time, my friend was at. He was at the gay pride parade.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he was there.
Right.
But he's out there doing what he's doing, just enjoying the music.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets this girl. So he starts talking to the girl. And he's like, hey, how you doing? He's trying to, you know, pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
Five minutes.
That makes sense.
5 minutes later, this other girl, big, jacked up woman, taps him on the shoulder. She's like, yo, why are you hitting on my girlfriend?
Wow.
What the...
The girl came up and like, why are you trying to pick up my girlfriend?
Wow.
The girl is defending her girl.
No.
And my friend's like, oh my god, I had no idea. And basically the story ends with a giant Amazonian looking woman chasing my friend down the street at the gay pride parade.
Wow.
He lost that day.
But he knew where it was going. What do you think was going to happen?
I don't know why that's the environment you want to try to pick up.
Might as well go to NACCP and sell watermelons and chicken right in front of their office.
My god.
Then you say, oh, I was just being ignorant. I did not know.
I'm going
to. No, you just go and be like, hey, same love, bro.
You're going to get shot.
King Michael. Oh,
fuck you. At least I'll buy food. You know, like, this man changed it all.
We black people, we have suffered for too long.
But what is the point with watermelons? I don't understand what you mean.
Everybody loves watermelons.
Yeah.
Don't be racist. Guys.
Don't be racist.
I love watermelons.
You're not allowed to imply that I love watermelons. I mean, eat watermelon, but you cannot say I'm eating watermelon. That's racist.
So what do I say? I'm eating
a fruit.
Hey, look at you with that fruit.
Yeah.
Really going to town there.
If anyone said, oh, India is not
food. Inca's way, like,
if you say,
I'm doing something.
I'm doing something.
I'm doing something.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's
your
record.
Way of...
That's how you would say you're eating
yeah.
watermelon.
Me?
I'm doing something. I can't explain what it is. But if I say it, we're all going to look
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, so don't say it.
So I can eat chicken as well?
You can eat...
Fried chicken?
You can boil your head in chicken, I don't care. But don't say black people eat chicken, because we do not all eat chicken, even if we like it, so just don't say it.
So I can't... Forget it.
Like when Beyonce was vegan for 26
years. Yeah. She's like, what the fuck am I eating? I'm into this white shit.
She's eating a lot of quinoa.
I don't know why they are fat Indians if you guys live a bit.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
So, anyway, we have an almost... He does not identify himself as fat, but people may call him fat.
Who the fuck is fat? Oh.
Oh.
I say myself
you
fat.
You don't see fat? You don't see fat?
I don't know.
I say fat.
I am. Who says I'm not?
Are you fat or
yeah.
are you fatty?
I'm fattiest. Let me mention it.
It's fat and it's fatty.
I think you're fat with a PH. As people used to say. Do people still say that?
So I just want to know because it makes my mind, you know. I'm like, but you don't eat meat. Why do you get extra pounds?
How about
I'm
See,
to
the thing is
fat guy.
The thing is resident fat guy.
No. Let him land.
The thing is I'm talking about the part where I come from, like Gujarat.
Okay.
We people over there eat so much oily food the whole day.
It's the oil that gets you.
So it's the oil.
Yeah.
Oil.
Like we eat snacks so much.
Snacks like what, cookies?
No, not this one.
Rice is a snack?
No. But it's made up of different things.
Oh.
Like, you know, gram, like chickpeas, the floor of chickpeas, and make different things like, yeah.
So beans?
No, not beans.
Beans.
They ground them.
They ground them, yeah.
Yeah, and then they make floor of that.
Well, that makes
and
sense.
Then make different things from that. And they deep fry everything.
So, you know what? I have a thing against people who are vegan. I believe it's a pretentious lifestyle. It's people who just want to feel that they don't belong and they have an upper class against us who eat meat.
No, I
believe we're
that.
Given teeth to be carnivores to eat flesh, and we're supposed to do that exactly. As animals, we are stronger animals. If we're in the wild, you're not going to say, oh, I'm going to eat vegetables with these goats. The lion is going to eat you both. And no one's going to give a fuck about that. So I don't know why people are vegetarians. If it's not medically, and if you don't need it, why are you a vegetarian?
Like vegetarian by choice?
Were you born a vegetarian? I don't understand how that works. So can you ever eat meat?
I can. Why can't I?
Or have you ever eaten meat? You've not eaten meat for over 20 something years. What makes you think now you're gonna eat meat?
Because I don't know. Means I have been brought up like in that same manner.
But have you ever been interested at any point in your time in life to eat meat? Have you seen maybe people eating meat and you're like, I wonder how that tastes?
No, I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, maybe you're married. You're
that, I've said it to him before. What do you
mean?
You in a relationship with a girl who eats only meat. She doesn't eat any other thing. About she eats human meat.
She's a meatitarian.
She's a carnivore.
I can't say no to anyone.
Yeah, but
it's
you,
their personal preference.
You remember one day I was eating.
Why don't you smoke? It's like, why don't you smoke?
What the fuck?
I have my reasons for not. I think
the smoker.
I believe smokers are going to hellfire and.
I'm going to hell.
Plead your case.
So I can remember one day I was eating. I'm afraid to say it, but it was chicken I was eating that day.
Oh yeah,
he was
doing
and something.
Kuram was beside me. No, when I was eating chicken, and he made a negative reaction to me. It was like I felt disgusted as I was eating because I was like, dude, get the away from me while I'm eating my chicken. Don't disturb my chicken for me.
The thing is, it was for the first time I saw someone eating chicken.
That was the first time. So I was not even eating meat. I was eating chicken, and you were so grossed out, and
but
I felt really
after
bad.
That, but after that, when me and Damona were sitting, did you feel that?
Best believe, if I'm ever eating chicken, I will never eat it in your front. If I'm eating meat, I will never eat it in your front. Because of the reaction I felt that day. It was a feeling of disgust. It's not heartbroken. I'm just telling you that I felt some kind of way.
But the thing is, when you see something first time, which you don't mean...
How can I be the first person you've seen
eating
chicken? That
was the first time?
Yeah.
Seriously?
What are you guys doing in Gujarati? You guys don't eat chicken at all?
No.
Well, you have chickens as pets, right?
Wait, didn't
you used to have a chicken? Wasn't there a story? There was a chicken that you fed KFC to.
Okay, yeah, but that was not a pet. We're going to eat it.
That was just
later.
A chicken.
It was eating later, like one day later. So we just
don't make an issue, man. Now I'm getting used to.
To
when
people eating
chicken.
You're not so offended when people eat chicken, right?
No, now I'm not offended anytime.
Oh, so you were offended before?
No, I wasn't.
You said now you're not offended.
But it was the first experience.
Of you seeing someone eat chicken.
Yes.
And sometimes your first experience is weird.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
You took his meat in it.
Yeah.
You were his first.
You just took chicken, right?
So you've never seen an animal being killed in your life?
No, I haven't seen, but
stay off the internet.
Not anyone eating it.
I don't know, India must be a well-preserved place.
No. See, the part where I live in is such a thing.
So if I come to Gujarati where you stay,
yeah.
And I go to Mr. Swanjira's, whatever it's called, you know, I go to his house, take his pet chicken, the family chicken, I cut it in his house.
Who the fuck has a pet chicken?
So, am I going to get killed?
No.
You should. What are you killing him as pet for?
No.
You killed the
family member.
But they can't get it off.
I was at a funeral one time, and the person who died was a vegetarian, so nobody else could eat meat.
Yeah.
So me and a bunch of people were hungry, right?
Yeah.
But like all our moms are there, and they're like, no, wherever you guys go eat, there can't be any meat there. So we went to the first place we could find to serve food, which was a McDonald's.
Yeah.
So we walk in, we're like, all right, remember, no meat. So we're looking up in the menu.
Fish.
Every single thing had meat. We're like, can we eat fish? We're like, I don't know. So we just played it safe. So we go to the girl behind the counter, we're like, yo, what doesn't have meat in it?
Yeah.
And this is like right when they put out the salads. She's like, I think the salads, but even that, kind of so-so. So we're like, can we just get like $50 worth of fries? She's like, you sure? We're like, yeah. And she gives us like 3 bags of fries, nothing but.
Wow.
Fuck.
It was amazing. Yeah. Shout out to McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know Matt Eagle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Eagle was in a bar yesterday, and he was like randomly drinking, and some dude told him, come smoke weed with me.
Oh.
And Peter went, and the dude is like, at 2 o'clock, he's like, so I'm passing out now. You can stay if you want, unless you can walk home. And Matt Eagle got lost on the road because he was so stoked.
Wait, what's the guy's house? Smoke?
What? That? I feel that story is very incomplete. I don't know.
I feel like someone edited out.
Someone
just in the middle.
That was immediately the video that we just.
And just selected it and deleted it.
It's
over the word count. We don't want this.
That's what I was doing.
What?
Does anyone know bhang?
Huh?
Cannabis drink? Does anyone know that?
Bong.
Bong. Not bong.
Not bong.
Bang.
Bang.
No.
Yeah, it's
bang.
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 You know, you asked me about Lord Shiva.
Huh?
Oh, I know.
Okay, male
sure.
And female god.
Yeah.
Death, god.
I know. I know.
God
sure.
God
I worship him a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's the god of ash.
No, he has both.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's
yeah,
weird.
He's
he has both male and female reproductive.
Who cares about that?
And that's weird.
That I have no clue what that is.
No. That is incarnation. I don't praise him for that.
That is incarnation, man.
Form a different form.
He's the god. He's the guy who made cannabis. He's the cannabis god.
Yeah.
I thought Bob Marley was a cannabis god.
If you drink that, like you won't get sober till like at least 12 hours. Half the white people that come in here like drink much.
No, 24 hours.
I swear to God.
Like just a glass, like this much,
mm-hmm.
And you won't get down for 1.5 day or 1 day.
Jesus Christ. Mm.
Not even full. I feel like we should take this information to Rob Ford.
So I think Steven, do you what's your opinion on drugs like weed?
Steven, how
because
you
I feel very quiet when it comes to things like alcohol, weed.
Jonathan,
what's your opinion on
Jonathan,
that?
Jonathan, this is China. If you're about to make a business,
1.5 day,
you must have a good alcohol tolerance.
Exactly. Oh wow.
Yeah.
See, he knows this shit.
Wait, why?
Why?
What?
I didn't get
enough of contract made after your jug.
That's how you celebrate, yeah.
I don't know what he's saying.
When you are
saying
don't open a business in like Asia, you need a high alcohol tolerance.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Because if you're gonna do business,
you're
gonna
cover guy.
You guys know from Asia altogether.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, I sleep in geography, I don't know. Apparently I'm Latin American.
Well, okay, we've gone up to what's your opinion on weed and shit like that?
It should be
weed. Yeah, weed.
Like
no,
marijuana.
Actually, I
never saw it. Are you serious? You know, I've seen people smoking to get high
and being not sure.
I wish the audio listeners could see that description of high. Needs to be a vibe.
So high is that?
That's how you do it. If you can do it, you gotta do it like that.
I think
I was Magneto last night.
Smuggling drugs, right?
What?
People get killed in China for smuggling cocaine and shit like that. I thought China had like zero policy on drugs.
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know you.
You know, there's they sell some drugs in China and was second to
that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Half of the island is full of bikers and we're waiting on death row. Folks smuggling drugs. Yeah.
Lesson in life, don't smuggle drugs.
Don't smuggle drugs to countries that kill
you. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I know people like ingest it, then
yeah.
They defecate it. It's a nasty process. I don't know why people do it.
Nigerians. My state is dry.
They get killed, and that's good for them.
You can't
get drinks without permit. Like, only
in
few
India.
People are. No, my state.
In India, what the fuck
is that not in India?
Yeah. So, the only state in India where it's 365 days dry.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys don't drink in India, in your place in India?
No.
No form of alcohol?
No.
And you're not Muslims?
No, we are not Muslims.
And you don't still drink alcohol?
Yeah.
And you don't eat meat?
Because Mahatma Gandhi was born there, so
okay.
It's like...
Oh, that's the guy who was...
That's the guy.
West
that's the guy.
That's the guy. That's our boy.
He's our man.
He's the one who refused to... You know, he never wanted to leave the Western form. Never wore good clothes, or
never wore good clothes.
He never did wear good clothes.
No.
Just wore like a.
Think about it. Have you
robe.
Ever seen Mahatma Gandhi wearing dress clothes?
You never saw him with a suit and tie.
I've seen him with a suit and tie.
Yeah.
You've seen Mahatma Gandhi with a suit and tie.
Wasn't he a lawyer?
With a freaking lawyer.
He was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Later years of his life, before he was killed,
no, you should be
he was he rarely wore he rarely wore clothes.
You rarely wear clothes. Those are good clothes.
Good life.
It's a good life.
It's your half ending. Just finish it.
So he was half naked most of the time, and he never wore. What I don't have a problem with the clothes. It's he never wore shoes.
I'm not anti-clothes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why didn't he wear shoes? Because anything could be on the floor, and he could step on it and get injured and shit.
Yeah,
he didn't know that he used to wear wooden shoes, like chakri.
Did
so,
he?
Wooden
yeah.
shoes.
Wooden shoes. Because if he was like in Canada, where there's winter and shit, I don't think he would have stayed so long not wearing clothes and walking bare feet.
His rule was he used to spun clothes for himself, like
okay,
and he used to wear for him.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Because to
that's good
because industrialization starts in the village, right?
Yeah.
So to develop cottage industries, he told people to do like that to spun your own clothes from cotton.
But okay, now my question is. Well, in 2014, are there still people in India who dress like Mahatma Gandhi? Who only is dressed? Who are these people?
I feel like we have that here.
People.
Are there people? There are people. That's good.
Speaking of a famous older gentleman.
Mao, Chairman Mao.
I was going to say Hugh Hefner. Okay.
Chairman Mao.
Either way you want to go.
Who is Chairman Mao?
You don't know who Chairman Mao is?
No.
The fuck?
Who is Chairman Mao?
Biggest. Biggest dictator ever.
I thought that was like someone from Russia or so.
Russia. Stalin was not in Chairman Mao's league.
Part of the reason I started this podcast was to record the random conversations I have with my various friends. And if that was not a prime example of one of them, then I don't know what is. We started with skating and ended up on Chairman Mao. You explain that. It boggles the mind. You couldn't write this stuff if you tried, and I love every minute of it. Shout out to the homies. I hope y'all enjoyed them, because I have a feeling you're gonna hear from them again. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Before we go, I'll hit you guys with the links real quick. If you want to find me on YouTube, the name is GeniusBoy88. If you want to find me on Twitter, the name is ThatCSAGuy. And if you want to find me in life, I'm the good-looking guy in the Blue Jays hat. Really, not really. But hey, there has to come a point in this show where I boost my confidence sometime. And if I'm not going to do it in the intro, I'm damn well going to do it on the outro. Remember to go over to thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Hit like, support the show, leave a rating in iTunes, subscribe to the show wherever you can. And that wraps it up from here. You have been listening to the Fried Cook on Venus podcast. And before we go, here is some wisdom for the road. Family can be who you choose to call family, not necessarily blood. Be thankful for those you care for. Thanks, D.
It's been a long